I think I received the reports of 3 meetings to be done in Makoni South in Manicaland. And we started the Manicaland team just to clean up that. But that should stop us from going to the next stage, which is the uploading of data. Our rapporteurs will be put together again to upload all the data they've been gathering and segregate this data according to thematic committees, so that data relating to a particular thematic committee is put together from the district, the province, and the national perspective. After that, we are going to assemble thematic committees. There will be 17 thematic committees made up of 25 people each, and these will be chosen from members of parliament and civic society. 30% of that membership will be members of parliament and 70% from civic society.
How would these people be chosen?
We have consulted civic society. We have also consulted the political parties, and they will submit the names.
And then what happens next?
They will analyze this data, synthesize it, remove non-constitutional matters, and then compile a report. That report which will be now be given to the drafting committee, which we are still to set up again.
What about the members of the diaspora also sent in their thoughts? Have these been incorporated as well?
Well, certainly they will. Members of the diaspora made their submissions through the website, and these will also be taken into account.
So when do you expect the first draft to be out?
My biggest one is sent to finance all these other stages I've been talking about. So depending on when we get the money, we can only start counting time from the time we receive money, then we start setting up all these processes. The thematic committees, meetings, and the drafting will require about 6.5 million.